to the broadcast. We are in Exodus chapter 33. We're looking at the subject of the grace of God. Exodus chapter 33, verse number 12. Have your Bible ready. And in the meantime, listen to this message and song. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. We can all have the Lord's grace. It's a choice. Let's choose to go that direction in this new year.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to Him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, He is the just one, He hath the words of life. Resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what He saith, do what He willeth, He is a living way. I will hasten to Him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to Him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee.
We're looking in the book of Exodus, chapter 33, just picking it up from our last program. We read here in verse number 12, Moses said unto the Lord, See, Thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and Thou hast not let me know whom Thou wilt send with me. Yet Thou hast said, I know Thee by name, and Thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now that word grace has been translated favor, and that's simply what it means. He said here, I know Thee by name, and Thou hast also found favor in my sight. Now therefore, I pray Thee, if I have found grace or favor in Thy sight, show me now the way that I may know Thee, that I may find grace in Thy sight, and consider that this nation is Thy people. And God said, My presence shall go with Thee, and I will give Thee rest. And He said unto him, If Thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and Thy people have found grace or favor in Thy sight? Is it not that Thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and Thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. In verse number 17 we read, And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that Thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace, or favor as the word means, thou hast found favor in my sight, and I know thee by name. Now, to understand this portion of Scripture, we need to read it in its context, and the context is it following after that fiasco of them worshiping the golden calf, and God is angry. And we read here in verse number 1 of Exodus 33, the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. And God had said, and he's saying in verse 2, I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. And you will be going into a land that's flowing with milk and honey. But God says, I'm not going up with you now. After this deal with a golden calf, and they're worshiping this golden calf and giving this calf credit for bringing them out of Egypt, we read here in verse number 3, the Lord said, I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man put on his ornaments. Now, we'll look at that ornament thing in a minute, but let's read verse 5. For the Lord had said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb, which is another name for Mount Sinai. Well, we see the Lord's angry. He says, I'm not going up with you now. What are these ornaments that he's talking about? Well, there's many different ideas of what that might be, but in Matthew chapter 23, in verses 1 through 12, Jesus is having a discussion with the religious hypocrites of his day, and he said the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. They love to just sit there and sit in what he called Moses' seat, but all their works they do to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the border of their garments, and they love the uppermost rooms of feasts and chief seats in the synagogues. Now, it says they make large their phylacteries. Now, they had these, what's called phylacteries, these boxes. They put one on their head, they put one on their arm, they put the scriptures in them, and they went off for their daily prayer, and they're going through the motions of some kind of religious activity. And the Bible says that Jesus said, you're a bunch of hypocrites. You love to sit in Moses' seat, you love to wear your phylacteries, you like to strap those little boxes they were. They would put them on their head, and they were strapped on there, and they were full of scriptures, and they'd wrap them on their arms. They're going through the motions, and they love the uppermost seats in the synagogues. And perhaps that's what this is talking about here. He says, you stiff-necked people, I'll come in the midst of thee and consume thee. Put off your ornaments. Don't put your little boxes on there and go and act religious. God was upset. Well, it is in that context that we read again verses 12 through 17 of chapter 33. And Moses is concerned about, well, if I have found grace in thy sight, he said in verse 13, show me now the way. Who's going to go with me? What are we doing here? What is happening? Well, how does God answer Moses? In verses number 12 through 17 of the book of Exodus, Moses appeals to his personal relationship with God. And Moses said in verse 12 unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace or favor in thy sight. What Moses wants to know is God's decision concerning leading the people to the promised land. So he says in verse 13, now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace or favor in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find favor in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. So Moses said, all right, I found grace in your sight. What about the people? Moses is simply going to bat for those people there that he cared about. And there's the grace of God, and that anybody would care about them. They were constantly giving Moses a hard time, but he constantly loved them. Well, God responds to Moses in verse 14, and he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Now Moses binds his fate to that of the people in verse number 16, and he says, for wherein shall I know here that I and thy people have found grace or favor in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people upon the face of the earth. God's response unto Moses, verse 17, and the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace or favor in my sight, and I know thee by name. Well, you remember all of this had happened after Moses came down and he found them dancing around this golden calf and he smashed those Ten Commandments. And in Exodus chapter 34, the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and he gives them directions for what he wants him to do next. And we'll look at that in our next program. And so what we have here in this portion of Scripture is Moses has come down from the mountain. He's seen them dancing around the golden calf. He smashes those Ten Commandments on the ground, and God is angry with the people, and he says, I'm not going up with you. And Moses presses for a decision concerning that. And then we find that Moses begins to plead for the people. What tremendous grace we have here. In Exodus chapter 34, verse 9, Moses said, if now I have found grace or favor in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. Moses lines himself up with the people of God and says, we're in this together, bless us. We are our iniquity. Moses includes himself, our sin. And he pleads to God, take us for thine inheritance. We'll look at that in our next program. In the meantime, make this message in song your prayer for this new year. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Thy children thus who share. thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see.